Well, hi there, Darren Garman here with Half a Billion Sold, and my monthly podcast this month has to do with the three skills that most brokers are going to need as we go through 2017 to be super successful. If you're a broker that has goals that you want to achieve this year, income goals, market share goals, and maybe even time off goals, vacation, I mean lifestyle goals, all those kinds of things, the three skills that I'm going to share with you, I think, are going to play an integral part in you being able to achieve those goals. And so in terms of getting from where you are now to where you want to be with those goals and the goal setting that you're looking at, these three skills, I think, are going to be key to get you there. Now, before I even start going over what these skills are, the thing that you need to keep in mind is they're not going to be what you think they're going to be. Most of us brokers tend to fall into the conventional, institutional way of doing business when it comes to our own specific personal brokerage business. And in some cases, that's okay. But as the marketplace continues to become more competitive, it continues to be harder to be able to not only get listings, not only to sell, not only to get customers, clients, prospects, etc. The kinds of skills that we're going to talk about are going to be very, very important, especially compared to what used to work. Okay. All right. So, having said that, let's go ahead and let's jump into the three skills that I think are just super important for you to be successful and to reach those goals for 2017. The first one is you're going to have to be a better specific marketer of your services. Okay. Now, before you say to yourself, which well, maybe you probably already did, well, gee, Darren, I know probably one of the things I need to do is be a better marketer. Oh, that's not any secret that's been revealed. And when you think about it in that way, you're correct. However, I'm talking about being a specific marketer, okay? Specific marketer. And what I mean by that is specifically marketing and getting the message out to your specific targeted customers, clients, and prospects that you are the obvious choice that they need to be doing business with, okay? I'm not talking about putting ads in publications, in business publications. I'm not talking about a website. I'm not talking about an ad maybe in a trade journal or maybe even still a newspaper. I'm talking about specific digging down marketing to your target audience, customers, clients, and prospects on a consistent basis and doing it more than what you thought you would have to. Okay? Look, in the day and time we live in now, people have so many choices and there are so many marketing messages and sales messages and gee whiz, choose us messages out there. The days of doing business with a client and thinking that now they're your client for the rest of their business lives, you are kidding yourself. That's never going to happen. Okay? The days of sending your client a birthday card once a year and that's your marketing. No, that's not going to work. The days of sending a Christmas card to your client once a year and thinking that that is going to do it. Those days are over. It's surprising how many brokers I work with and talk to that don't have any kind of marketing process or marketing calendar in place. And their marketing consists of maybe sending out a birthday card once a year, maybe a Christmas card, and heck, maybe a newsletter every once in a while. That's it. And then they wonder why they're not getting the consistent business and reaching those income goals, market share goals, lifestyle goals that they want because their customers, clients, and prospects are going somewhere else. Why? Because the other choice is doing a better job in convincing them that they are the obvious choice. So what do you have to do? It's actually pretty easy. You have to market to them more often and more specific than you thought. For example, I use a monthly newsletter. Okay. Every single month, no matter what, my customers, clients, and prospects get that newsletter. Okay. If you are someone that does not have a newsletter, for example, or maybe you do, and you send one a couple times a year, once every quarter, no, not giving me enough. You got to do it every single month. Okay. The other thing I do, just as an example, every other month, in addition to my newsletter, my customers, clients, and prospects get another piece of information from me. Maybe it's an online seminar that I'm having regarding the property type I'm working on. Maybe it's an article out of a trade journal or newspaper that I thought they'd be interested in. And so at the very least, my customers, clients, and prospects get two messages, two touches from me a month, at the very least. Most times it's three, because I'm not even talking about what I do online in terms of email and those kinds of things. And so if you're someone that just sends out an e-newsletter once a month and thinking that all of your clients actually open their email and read it, you're mistaken. If you are someone that just sends out an interesting article to your client base once a year, you're missing the boat. So you need to sit down and think about touching your customers, clients, and prospects a minimum of twice a month. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do in order to do that? And the bottom line with that is you need to do it consistently, okay? Consistently, because the payoff on this is not the first month you do it, not the third month you do it. It's the 15th month that you've done it, and Bill, one of your former clients or maybe a prospect, finally decides it's time for them to lease some space, buy a property, sell their office building, whatever. The first person they're going to be thinking of is you, okay? Not another broker, not doing it themselves. They're going to be thinking of you. So the first skill you need is more specific marketing, more consistently to your targeted customers, clients, and prospects. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're going to have to do something that most people are uncomfortable doing, and that's talking about yourself. And so you're going to have to implement a little more self-aggrandizement in communication with your customers, clients, and prospects about how good you are, what you've accomplished, what you've sold, what you've leased, how good you are at what you do, what courses you've taken, how skilled you are, how things are going with your business, why you're doing so great, etc., etc. Now, you might be like me. I'm not a big fan of talking about myself, or I guess I can use the word bragging. I'm not. And most people aren't comfortable with it either. However, in today's landscape, in today's marketplace, you're going to have to continue to tell people how good you are at what you do more often than you would like. You're going to have to slip out of your comfort zone with that more often than you would like. And you're going to have to tell your story about how good you are at what you do more often than you'd like. What does that translate into? More information sent to your customers, clients, and prospects about the property you just leased, the property you just sold, okay? How much property you've sold up to today, how many people you're working with, why people are choosing to do business with you, etc., etc. You've got to continue to communicate to people that you're not just another broker, okay? That you are the broker that has your Superman, you got the red S on your chest, and you are getting things done and getting and making people money and making them happier than they've ever been. Why? Because they're working with you. And you've got to continue to talk about how good you are at what you're doing, how you're able to translate that into value for them, and why, obviously, they should be choosing you as someone to do business with versus the competition or doing it themselves, because you are so damn good and have such a great track record with what you're doing. Okay? All right. That's the second skill you're going to need. The third skill might be a little bit of a surprise to you. However, if you think about it, it's going to make a heck of a lot of sense. And it's something that most of us don't do. And if we do it, we do it very, very poorly. And that's asking for referrals. Okay? You're going to need to set a schedule. Make a schedule where at least 4 to 6 times this year, you're going to specifically ask your customers, the people you've done business with, for referrals. Gone are the days of you just hopefully getting a referral from someone that you've done business with, hoping that they're going to refer somebody to you because you did such a good job. Good luck with that. Okay, good luck with that. You may get a referral here and there from that, but unless you specifically take the time and ask, okay, people are not going to think about doing it. And the longer the time goes from them actually doing a transaction with you, the worse it's going to be. So do yourself a favor. Set up a schedule where you will contact your customers at least 4 times this year, preferably 5 or 6, and you will ask them for a referral. And it's very, very easy to do. You can do anything from giving them a call. Hey, Bill, I was thinking about you today, and how's that property on XYZ Main Street going? Great. I just thought I'd call to see if, would you know of anyone that you think would have a use for my services right now? How good we do things and how well things went with you. I'm wondering if there's anyone that you know would have an interest in working with us on anything, maybe now or sometime in the future. Okay. Or I like to send a letter. So I'll send a letter saying, hey, I love doing business with people like you. We've got a really, really great relationship. Do you know anyone else that you think could use our services that is as like-minded as you are that we can help out? Okay. So those are 2 quick examples. I do this 4 times a year, and guess what? Every time I do it, I get at least 1 referral. Okay. 1 referral every time I do it. Now, most of the time when you do this, most of your customers are going to say what? No, I don't, I can't think of anybody right now, but no. But here's what you've accomplished. You've now planted the seed again, haven't you? Okay, you've now planted the seed again. And so that's so critical, again, to keep that top of mind with them, because of all the different choices that people have today, you've got to do that. And here's the other side benefit of this. How much time, effort, energy, and money does it take for you to get a new customer? A lot, right? So if you do it the conventional way, your prospecting process, everything you do to land a new client, a lot of work, a lot of time, right? Well, when you get a new client from a referral, how much does that take you? 10, 15 minutes? That's it. No cost. You didn't have to, and plus, they come highly recommended, don't they? Okay, so get yourself a schedule at least 4 times this year, preferably more. You're going to contact those customers and you're going to ask for a referral. Now, if you want any resources or information on what I specifically use, the tools that I use to do it, my templates, my calendars, those kinds of things, you can go ahead and go to GarminToolbox.com. That's GarminToolbox.com, and a lot of my resources are there that you can use that will help and take you a long way with a lot of what I'm covering today. Okay, so let's kind of do a full circle here. So the top 3 are specific marketing. More of that needs to be done, and more intentionally, you need to do specific marketing. Number 2, You're going to have to talk about yourself more. More self-aggrandizement. How good you are. What you've accomplished. What you plan on accomplishing. Who your happy clients are. Why they're happy with you. You're going to have to continue to get that message out on why you're so damn good that you are the obvious choice in the marketplace. Now is not the time to be humble. It is not the time to be humble and to be quiet about how good you are. And number three, you got to get a referral system in place. Ask. Start asking. Don't just wait for the referrals. Don't just hope for referrals. Start asking, and you'll be surprised how much more business you'll get as a result of doing that. All right? Well, I hope you've gotten a lot out of the podcast for today. I think these three skills will be crucial for most brokers to reach their goals in 2017. And if you need more information, more resources, like I said, simply go to Garmin Toolbox. That's www.garmintoolbox.com. Or send me an email. I'd be happy to hear from you. And you've got my email address. All right. Have a great day. Have a great month. We'll talk to you later. See you.